Whitney, there's no rage quite like a pregnant woman who suspects someone who parked in an expectant mother spot not also pregnant.
You could just stop it. There's no rage like a pregnant woman.
Yeah, it's TVXY on 98PXY. It's Corey James, Whitney Young. I did tell St. Courtney I was going to talk about this, and she didn't want me to throw in that she was hangry at the time as well.
Oh, so on top of pregnant.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But, I'm, going through this journey. You know, we're pregnant.
Oh, stop it. Don't get started.
Going through this journey together.
You're expecting.
And I got to experience the joy of the expectant mother parking for the first time. And I thought, wow, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
To park close, we went to Pittsford Wegmans, and I thought, this is great. We get to park up near.
Side note. Stuff.
Yeah.
Since you're both pregnant, as you say, mm-hmm. when you're alone, do you use the expectant mother parking spot?
No, because it's weird. We're a team, so we have to be at the same
spot. Yeah, but like you're pregnant too, according to you. You're pregnant.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right, continue.
Thanks. Can I?
Go ahead.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Is it okay?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'll let you go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I tell this story?
Yep.
Even though I'm not pregnant?
Yeah, no, maybe not. Never mind.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So we are walking towards the Wegmans and look over and see these two women who get out of a car.
Okay.
And St. Courtney had daggers in her eyes because she's like, they don't look pregnant at all. And we kind of like walked up by them because she wanted to get a closer look.
Oh, my God.
And it got me to thinking. Because I was trying to, like, calm her down and be the reasonable one and be like, well, no, honey, like, I mean, maybe they're early on.
Sure.
And, it's cold out. They got winter jackets. It's hard to tell sometimes. This and that.
Well, somebody on Twitter said, are you going to ask for the ultrasound? For all you know, it's someone who's, 3 months pregnant.
Sure. But that's the thing, though, mm-hmm. is because I was curious about this. So I was trying to do a little research. Like, when is it socially acceptable to use those spots?
Right.
Like, how pregnant do you have to be?
Right. Is it 2 weeks? Is it the moment you find out? Well, or do you need to be in your third trimester?
Kind of shocking. I put a poll up just because I was curious what our listeners thought. I put a poll up on our Facebook page last night. And I said, when is it acceptable? Is it as soon as you find out you're pregnant? Or is it like 20 weeks and on?
Mm-hmm.
And 70...
20 weeks? Why? What's that's arbitrary. What is that?
It's like halfway.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know.
I know these things because we're pregnant.
Cool. Ah, stop it.
So like 20 plus weeks, 79% of the people said that one.
Said you need 20, to be 20 plus.
20 weeks and up.
I kind of agree with that. Because so this side note, this was the equivalent when I was living in New York City on the subway. You had to, it's kind of like an unwritten, unspoken rule that you get up and give up your seat to a pregnant woman.
Right.
But you don't know they're pregnant unless they're showing, unless they're like, big. So I think it's kind of the same thing with the parking. Like that's when you start to waddle and you have swollen ankles.
Yeah. But if, if there's any women who have been pregnant before, that even before you get big, you're still incredibly uncomfortable and your hormones are going crazy and your energy level. So Whitney, every day that you're pregnant, your body feels like it ran a marathon. So you are exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So beginning? Right from the start.
Okay.
You're growing a human. It's amazing.
Well, no, I know.
It's amazing.
I know. Yeah.
So, so your body is going through all these changes and the hormones are crazy and you're exhausted. So I was kind of surprised that many people thought you had to be like that far along.
Yeah.
And the amount of people, by the way, that were sharing stories of luckily we did not confront these other women and ask them if they are pregnant. But the amount of people who have said that has happened to them, it usually seems like it's older women that go up mm-hmm. and scream at them like, oh, are you pregnant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is unbelievable.
Wow. This is crazy. I mean, yeah, I don't know what the time period should be. Oh, my God.
Mm.
This text coming through. 69822 Club PXY text line. Why should they get VIP parking for getting knocked up?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
No,
There's always one.
You don't
There's
know.
There's always one.
We should definitely not put that person's number out anywhere because that's not going to work out well for them.
Well, call in now. 222-9800 if you want to explain why women, expectant mothers, should get that VIP parking. Look, again, like
it's
you said.
It's a growing life.
Well, again, I mean, you're extremely uncomfortable. And especially later on, again, like I said, sweating. You're like, how much heavier? How much weight do you gain?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how big you are to start. But, I mean, you can throw on like 35, 40 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. But the baby's only like 8 pounds.
Yeah.
So why do you gain 30 extra pounds?
Everything else.
What do you mean?
Everything else gets
what
bigger.
What do you mean everything else?
Your entire body gets bigger. Not just your belly. This wow. text coming through, by the way, Club PXY Safe text line 69822. My husband just dealt with my anger the other day over expectant mother spots at Wegmans. Someone left their car cart in the middle of the spot by the pharmacy. I was yelling in the parking lot like a lunatic, and then I called him to keep yelling.
Oh, geez.
I'm almost 30 weeks, and I usually only park there when I have my toddler with me, but especially in the winter, it's just convenient. Let the bigger, high-risk, multiple kids mom take those stupid spots.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of feelings about this one, and a lot of calls coming in now. 222-9800. We'll get to those coming
up
next.
Wait. There's another one. There's more than one person who feels this way. This text. It was your choice to have kids. You don't deserve better parking for having sex.
Response to that. Pregnant women need closer parking because you can't breathe after putting your clothes on. I couldn't imagine being 9 months pregnant and parking far away because the amount of blood in your body goes up. Actually, it doubles.
God, I did not know that.
Fun fact for you. And the weight of the placenta plus the fluid, yeah, it's not good. We had somebody texting, by the way, their mom was 105 pounds when they started to get pregnant,
when they
first got pregnant, and then they added 90.
Woo!
Nearly doubled their
body
weight.
That is insane. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely insane.
And people will confront you. Over the expected mother parking.
Yeah, this text coming through. I confronted an older lady who clearly wasn't pregnant. It was awkward, but she did wind up moving.
Really?
I was also 8 months pregnant and had to park so far away. I wasn't mad about that, though. The lady really made me so mad. Who does that? P.S. Moms-to-be with little kids should always get VIP spots.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Just going through St. Courtney being pregnant now, I can't imagine doing it with another kid around and having to take care of that little kid.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Getting some calls on this, 222-9800. Jamie's Team PXY. Good morning, Jamie.
So I am expectant mother, and I have a toddler. And if anybody parks in that spot, I can't even describe to you the rage that comes over.
No, you can.
What will you do?
Well, I mean, I don't really go up to people because obviously I'm with my kids when I'm
don't
there.
Cause a scene,
so I don't
sure.
want to, like, be that mom.
Uh-huh.
But it's the daggers in your eyes, staring them down, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's normally like, you know, I get it. Quick parking, in and out, but like, clearly you don't know what it's like to travel with a toddler and be pregnant at the same time.
So should
time.
That, because that'd be real, because it's kind of crazy. There's not really, like, there's no unwritten rules here for this, as far as I can tell. Like, do you think that you should have to have another kid too, or should he be a certain amount of weeks along?
Right. So, because here's my question. I could park in the expectant mother's parking, and nobody would know whether or not I'm pregnant, because they could, you have no way of knowing.
There's certainly a lot of people that take advantage of that.
Ugh.
Well, by people I say
women. Oh, that is savage.
Because I think people might pick up on the guy.
How do you
savage.
Sleep at night? You do that.
Got to do what you got to do. do you think it should be a certain amount along?
No, I mean, you're like you said, you're growing a child. You're exhausted from day one till the end.
Wow.
Every day.
Sounds like fun.
And it is. I mean, don't. It's an incredible experience.
Yeah.
I hate to make it sound like it's, you know, terrible, but.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work inside your body to go through. But
sure. No pain, no
gain. The parking. Yeah, exactly.
It seems like a hot button for a lot of people, the spots. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yes.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Zach from Canandaigua. What's up, buddy?
Oh, I just wanted to say about the whole expected mother's parking.
Yeah.
When my girlfriend was pregnant, she used that, and she had trouble from walking from the parking into Wegmans because of how swollen her feet hurt.
Yeah.
That it hurt her that bad.
Yeah, it's definitely needed. So anyone, the people texting it, and by the way, there's a lot of them, and this is kind of upsetting.
It is upsetting.
Yeah, it's necessary. It's not, oh, it's your choice kind of thing. Let them have their spots.
Yeah.
Hey, Zach, thanks for calling in, bud.
Yeah, have a good one.
You do.
Okay, so here's a question. I just thought of this because that one texter said that they confronted an older lady who clearly wasn't pregnant, quote unquote. As women begin to have children later in life, like 40s, like their early 40s, it's tough to make those judgments.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
I remember, again, I go back to when I was living in New York, I remember seeing pregnant women with gray hair. Because they were in their, clearly in their early 40s.
Sure.
So You really don't know. Like, we're in a time where, you know, yeah, they might look older, and maybe you think, they're definitely too old to be pregnant. Well, you might, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
I think just in general, as a general rule in life, it's usually a good idea to not question anyone who's pregnant. Like, I don't care if they're 90 years old. Like, I'm not going to assume.
Mm-hmm.
But as a man, I don't think I can. I guess maybe other women can get away with it more than we can.
Oh, God, why?
You joked about it a little earlier, but apparently this does happen.
All right. Another text coming through, making us lose faith in humanity.
Oh, God.
I'm not pregnant, never have been, and definitely use the pregnant parking spots when I'm in a rush.
No.
Getting pregnant was your choice.
No.
You don't deserve a prize
for
it.
Nope.